With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Wild Instincts is one of the few wildlife rehabilitation centers in the state certified to care for all animals allowed by state and federal law. It depends almost entirely on donations to keep operations running. WXPR's Katie Thorson shares how a recent major donation is giving them a boost.
It's been a very strange year.
Wild Instincts Wildlife Rehabilitation Director Mark Naniot says this year will likely be right up there among the record years of number of animal admissions. That's not the strange part.
Not as many songbirds, like I said. A lot more mammals, it seems. A lot more baby mice, a lot more baby bunnies. And so keeping us very busy.
The Rhinelander Wildlife Rehabilitation Center takes in upwards of 1,000 sick and injured animals each year. The small staff makes themselves available 24/7 for calls about injured wildlife.
We give a lot of animals a second chance and second opportunity, and we also provide a lot of education to the public as well. So from anything from school programs, adult programs, as well as just giving out information over the phone. You know, people call about a nest of baby bunnies or a fawn that's just laying in their yard, and is this normal? And so we're still also one of the few that takes calls 24 hours a day. And so we provide a service that there's not a lot of places out there that do that.
Wild Instincts does all this work almost entirely on donations. Naniot says they'll sometimes try for grants, but with limited staff, there's not much spare time for grant writing. It makes the recent $50,000 donation from Gail Wilcox especially important.
When you consider our operating expense and some of the expenses of taking care of the animals, building enclosures, for example, we always say, you know, raising one bear cub costs about $5,000. And we've had some years where we have had 20. So when you start doing the math, it's a lot of money that goes out. And so getting in a donation like that for us is huge. You know, it's very much appreciated. Can't tell the people, you know, thanks enough for that.
Wilcox told WXPR she loves the animals and thinks the work Wild Instincts is doing is wonderful. She hopes her donation will inspire others to be charitable. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Naniot says Wild Instincts always accepts monetary donations. They also keep an updated wish list of items that they're in need of on their website. The Milwaukee area began drying out Monday after weekend rain hit unofficial records in Wisconsin of more than 14 inches in less than 24 hours. The storms led to river flooding, washed out vehicles, flooded basements, and the loss of power to thousands of homes. No fatalities had been reported as of Monday morning from the storms that began Saturday night and stretched into Sunday. Andrew Quigley is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
We saw areas that had widespread 4 to 6 inch rainfall totals, and then there were embedded pockets of areas that saw significantly more, where we had what we call training of thunderstorms. So basically where multiple rounds of showers and storms move over the same area and in a very short period of time.
Road closures were more isolated Monday as flood warnings continued in Milwaukee, Waukesha, and Ozaukee counties. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers declared a state of emergency after touring some of the damage in suburban Wauwatosa on Monday and called the flooding unprecedented. The National Weather Service said four rivers in the Milwaukee area hit record high levels over the weekend. Unofficial two-day rain totals in the 10 to 12-inch range, with one rating exceeding more than 14 inches in northwestern Milwaukee County. A Wausau man enters a guilty plea in a child neglect case. Tristan Hall will no longer face trial because of the plea. Mike Leishner reports.
The 40-year-old pled guilty to chronic child neglect on Monday. In exchange, a second count of child abuse causing great bodily harm was thrown out. Hall, along with his partner Brittany Hall, are accused of limiting his daughter's food and water intake, leaving her severely underweight and malnourished to the point that her organs were beginning to fail. He now faces up to 25 years in prison and thousands in fines at sentencing in late October. Brittany is facing similar charges and is scheduled for a court appearance in November and a week-long trial next February.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. The state's largest farm organization wants what it calls meaningful immigration reform rather than aggressive federal detention and deportation efforts. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
With the Wisconsin Farm Bureau, Tyler Wensloff points out that rural Wisconsin supported President Donald Trump in large numbers despite immigration threats being a central part of his platform. But immigrant labor is vital to the state, particularly for large dairy farms that require a year-round workforce. Wensloff says they would like to see the H-2A visa program expanded to include dairy workers.
I just want to make sure that we emphasize that moving forward, a critical step in addressing labor shortages is modernizing immigration laws. It's unrealistic to expect workers to enter legally when the current system is broken.
He says Wisconsin farmers want both a secure border and a legal, stable workforce. It's estimated that undocumented immigrants perform about 70% of the labor on dairy farms. Wensloff says they hope to address the labor shortage and ensure current workers don't feel the need to retreat into the shadows. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.